Welcome to the Currency.News podcast, powered by Investec. It pays to be curious.
Welcome to the Currency Weekend podcast with myself, Dion Fanning, and Paul Flynn. We're joined by Mark O'Shea today, multiple Kerry All-Ireland winner. And Paul, last week when you wrote about Dublin in the Currency, you said you wanted to talk about Kerry this week. Did what you see at the weekend reinforce or reemphasize what you wanted to say about them? And we'll get into what it is you want to talk about them with Mark presently. But did what you see get you more eager to talk about them?
Did what I see scare me? Is that what you're saying? it certainly did. No, the reason was I was interested in writing about them and talking about them is that I haven't seen enough of them. And partly my own fault, but just didn't get a chance. I seen two games and then I wanted to see them again. And I suppose when you get a game like Mayo and Croke Park in a league final, you know you're going to see what they're up to. And what I seen was extremely impressive. I was only just thinking about, like, you know, I like to break things down into, like, you know, four kind of key areas. And we did this in one of the pieces I did, Dion. But, like, technically, I don't think there's a team in the championship that are as technically as strong as this group. Tactically, they're learning a lot and they're building on, you know, you can see new structures and systems of play, which are very solid at the back defensively, leak very little goals all through the league and scoring big scores like 319 the other day. Physically, you can see that these guys are grown into men. You know, some of them were a lot younger over the last number of years, but they're now physically conditioned, you know, phenomenally well. And one point in case is Clifford himself. And the last piece, which I'm interested, probably Mark will be able to shed more light on this than I, is the psychological piece to it. And just, I don't know, I read Jack O'Connor's book many years ago, and but other than that, I don't really know much about him, like, you know, in his approach. And that still remains the one question about Kerry, in my eyes, is that, because, you know, they're definitely the number one team this season. They deservedly so. It's just whether they can deal with the pressure that's going to be applied to them from inside their county, never mind anything outside. So yeah, looking forward to hearing Mark's thoughts on a few of these bits, yeah.
Mark, thanks for doing this, by the way, and appreciate you fitting it in. I know there's an intercom there that might go off occasionally that we might try and mute. But Mark, we'll get into a lot of what Paul says during this chat, but just on the overall point there, like, what is the mood in Kerry at this stage? Like, you wrote a few weeks ago, or you said a few weeks ago, that, you know, there were still question marks over Kerry. Like, does winning a league remove those question marks, or is the bar set a lot higher than that?
Well, I think winning a national league certainly helps, Dion. I go along with a lot of what Paul said there as well. Physically, they look a lot stronger. I think mentally, psychologically, I should say, that's an area where Jack is definitely going to work on with the lads. I remember psychologically in 0-4 when Jack came in, we were a bit scarred. We had lost to Meath heavily in 0-1, lost narrowly to Armagh in the final in 0-2, and lost the semi-final to Tyrone in 0-3. So two semi-finals and a final defeat. And it definitely affected us as a team. And the question mark was, you know, in tight games or in you know, Kerry are struggling. And I think, you know, when Jack came in 0-4, the first thing that he went about doing was a bit of consistency in our play and just doing well in the National League, developing players. And it was the same year now that the Gaeltacht, our club, got to the All-Ireland Club Final. And when we came back in, Darren Tomás fitted into the team straight away. Darrow Kinnaid and myself, it took us some time to get back into the team because the likes of Aidan O'Mahony had settled in, Paul Galvin had settled in, and Jack had gone about and found himself two new players. I think every year that he's come back in with Kerry, he's done something similar. He's be it in 09, bringing Mike McCarthy back out of retirement. You know, he just brings a new kind of added dimension. And I think he's slowly but surely doing that again. Tadhg Morley, who has been out of sorts, he has come back in centre back. He, for me, is a huge player, a very underrated player. Paul was talking there a minute ago about physicality. That's something that Tadhg Morley brings in abundance. And like for a few years there, you know, he was put back into the full back line because Kerry, it was a needy area for Kerry at the time. Now Jason Foley has done really well in that position in the National League. And Kerry have really improved their defensive line in the National League this year. So hats off to Jack O'Connor with all of that. And obviously as well, you know, the forwards are ticking up front. Now, the only area where I would kind of be a few question marks over is Mayo. Kerry were excellent the last day, but for me, Mayo were not one bit interested in that game. Now, look, I could be totally wrong there, lads, but I just feel that the Mayo that we've come to know in recent years, Paul played against them, and the intensity that they have brought to finals in particular. They won in 2019, I think, they beat Kerry in the National League final in Croke Park. And we saw the way they celebrated that one. And afterwards, like that was their first title in, I think it was 2001 since they had won a national title. And they really celebrated that one. So I was of the belief that they were going to go up and give this a right go. But look, if you're missing players of the caliber of Paddy Durkin, Oisin Mullen, Killian O'Connor, Dermot O'Connor, you know, these are huge. Rob Henley in goal, massive losses. And for me, I think they had not only one eye, but I think they had two eyes on Galway. And I think just Kerry, you know, if you're coming up against that opposition where, you know, they're not as tuned in as they should be, of course the Cliffords are going to shoot the lights out. But you cast your mind back to a week previous, and fair enough, you can say Kerry had two legs in the final. But they still went after that game in against Tyrone in Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney. But Clifford didn't have the same pace. Now, he still got a good few scores, but our inside forwards didn't have the same they didn't have the same time on the ball as they had against Mayo last Sunday. So from my point of view, that's the disappointing thing from the National League final. I think it's a game that Kerry need to forget quickly and move on.
Paul, what do you think on that? As you know, when you're playing a team that you may feel, and I know Jack O'Connor said sort of something similar afterwards, not in the same, you know, intensity of it maybe, but he did say that Mayo maybe were looking ahead. As a player in a situation like Kerry are in after that, like how do you remain kind of focused on the things you need to do and not think that, you know, the good times are coming back?
I think a lot of this comes down to the management, Dion, like, you know, how they, that's why I'm really interested in Jack O'Connor's approach. Like, I prefer to be Kerry, put it this way, trying to figure that one out rather than be Mayo, trying to figure out, after getting a hammering. I never understand why teams do that. It's 3 weeks till the Galway game. I think there's nothing better than coming back into camp after having a good performance. Like, you might start your team and you might take a few lads off or you might rest a few, but to do what they did, you kind of have to pick yourself back up. And remember, Mayo had a phenomenal league and now they have to pick themselves back up. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Whereas with Kerry, I just think you can't beat winning like that. And there's a pep in their step. And then a really good manager, a cute manager like Jack O'Connor, he will then downplay it in the camp. Don't worry. He, you know, and he'll have people, I'm sure, around him who will ground them a little bit, maybe with a tough week of work or, you know, just put them through their paces or just good man management either, like, and that's what you have to do, because they'll, like, he's there for one reason, Jack O'Connor, and them boys know that they're measured off one thing in Kerry, and that's all Ireland medals. So if anything will ground them, their own county and will ground them. But you know, one of the things we would have been very good at with Dublin, and I'm sure Mark would be the same, is keeping the external noise out, you know, and just trying to focus on what you're trying to focus on yourself. So if they were sitting down at the start of the year, one of the objectives would have been maybe to good league performance and ultimately try win it. We always aim to win the league. We never seen a downside to it. And that's that box ticked. But now you're going into the second phase of the of what remember is a different championship than any of us have ever experienced before. Teams don't have months to kind of figure things out. Kerry are ahead, and there's only a couple of weeks left, you know, in the season, essentially. Like, we're going to be done in July. So they're miles ahead of everyone in that regard. And I think that's a real positive for them too. So it's very easy, Dion, to build a compelling story internally in Kerry to say, you know, okay, downplay that win, but this is exactly what we need to bring into a shorter championship season.
Like, just coming in there, lads, I'd agree with that. And like, I'm not going to come on the podcast here and say, ah, look, Mayo were terrible. If you contrast Kerry this year in comparison to last year, okay, Tyrone came down to Killarney and Kerry absolutely hosed them. Now, obviously, we know what happened after that. Tyrone regrouped. I'm of the belief that Mayo can certainly regroup and they have the quality to do so, albeit they have to improve their attack and they have to get some support for Ryan O'Donoghue. But focusing on Kerry, I do agree with Paul. Look, there is a lot of positives. Jack has come in. And the big thing from my point of view is that it's the defence. And I've mentioned it already. I've mentioned Jason Foley. I've mentioned Tyke Morley. I think Kerry now have options in the back. Dan O'Donoghue, who was performing very well at cornerback in the league, he got injured halfway through the league. It gave Dylan Casey an opportunity, who's been doing very well at county championship level, taking on the likes of Shawnee O'Shea, David Clifford, and keeping David Clifford scoreless in county championship games. So I think from a defensive point of view, you have the likes of Paul Murphy, who was to come back from injury, who, in my view, will struggle now to get a place on the team because you have a settled half-back line in the shape of Gavin White, who's just back from injury. And like the electrifying pace that he has and the footballing ability, he has the ability to, I'm not saying to do what a Jack McCaffrey has done, but he has that pace, he has that power and to take off from the half back line. We saw the goal that he got last week. So, and then you've got Brian O'Begley, or my own club man, on the other side. So there's a very much settled defensive structure in place by Kerry. So if my point is, you know, I agree with Paul from a Kerry point of view, I think we're in a far better position this year. Maybe Paddy Talley has something to do with that. Jack has huge experience as a manager, and he has a great ability to bring fellas in around him. And he obviously saw this as a huge needy area for Kerry. And I think Kerry have really knuckled down in this department, and we're a lot sounder defensively this time this year than we were this time last year.
And that's it. Can I come in there, Deanna? Because that's where, like, yeah. I think that seems to be the bit of magic dust that Jack O'Connor is bringing. Like, and is that immediately identifying a couple of people to bring in that, not saying they're left of centre, but bringing in Paddy Talley is something definitely, like, you know, it's not typical of Kerry to do something like that. But also Mike Quirk as well. You know, like, we've seen Mike was involved in with Laois for a number of years. But he's that Jack saying, right, Mike is closer to the modern game, you know, even though Jack himself is, you know, being managing in Kildare and stuff like that. But, you know, it's surrounding himself with good people. And is that's you know, it shows a lot about Jack too, you know, but just being able to do that, being humble enough to say maybe, okay, I've a few areas I need to fill here, you know, these are the guys that I want to bring in. Is that the approach that he would take, Mark? Is that what you...
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, and I was even, Paul, I saw some photograph there last week where the boys were training and the ex-Clare hurler, Tony Griffin, he was in with them. So he's obviously working with them as well. Look, we've seen it before with the likes of, even with the Dubs, with Jason Sherlock and coaches and John Kiley in Limerick, with the coaches that he's brought in. We've seen the top teams doing it, and I suppose Jack is learning from that as well. And, you know, down through the years, he's done that with us in 04, as I said. He really went after the National League because he just felt he needed to bring confidence into these younger players who had been defeated in 01, 02, 03. That's exactly what we did. Won the National League in 04. Sorry.
No. Just on that, Mark, are there big similarities between that time and what happened last year? Because you mentioned, you know, Tyrone going down to Killarney, and then we saw what happened, you know, after that. And it seemed to be a kind of a similar type of scarring, and a, you know, a very similar pattern to some of those defeats. So Was it something like that? What that was required, like somebody who has that kind of experience and wisdom, and also the confidence and the self confidence to bring in people who are going to add to what he does.
Yeah, sometimes I think maybe, you know, is it a freshness or whatever it is, but like we definitely needed to change things up and back then, and I mean the way we were playing defensively. You know, we were leaking scores. There was games that we should have been getting over the line and we weren't. And but look, yeah, you're dead right. You look at last year, even the Tyrone All-Ireland semi-final. Look, had David Clifford and David Moran stayed on the field, the likelihood is Kerry would have won the game. But there's too many heads in that sentence. And like, I just think that, look, and by the way, we're here looking at Kerry. I haven't even discussed, like, say, areas where I think Kerry need to work on and are far from the finished article. I said it even before last Sunday. I thought the kick-out strategy is poor. I thought our midfield pairing isn't up to the level that we needed. Whilst it was definitely a lot better the last day, Dermot O'Connor and Jack Barry were a lot better. But I just think, like, chopping and changing our goalkeeper hasn't served us well at all. And you don't see Dublin doing it. You don't see Donegal doing it with Sean Patton. Mayo have had to do it because Rob Henley is injured. Up until that, they weren't really doing it. So you don't see Monaghan doing it with Rory Began. So I just think the top teams, they have a settled goalkeeper in place. As far as I can remember, back as maybe 2016, or even I'll go back further, 2014, Brian Kelly was the Kerry goalkeeper in 2014. Kerry won the All-Ireland. The following year, he was dropped. Brendan Keeley was brought into the goal. Now, Keeley ended up winning an All-Star the same year. But we've been chopping and changing our goalkeeper every year since then. Shane Murphy was in when Fitzmaurice was there. Peter Keane came in. Shane Murphy was given the road. You had Brian Kelly there and you had Shane Ryan there. For the National League this year, was it every second game? Shane Ryan was getting one game. Shane Murphy was getting the next game. I find that's the one area. Jack has been excellent since he's come in. But for me, an area where Kerry really need to go after now is their kick-out strategy. I was at the game in Tralee, Austinstack Park, Kerry and Mayo, where Mayo were very good that night. And Lee Keegan went down the field towards the end of the match and he should have got an equaliser. But that game, for example, Rob Henley got all his kick-outs to where he wanted them. When Kerry went short, it took us maybe 10, 15 passes to pass our own half-back line. The transition was just way too slow. And I think we're far from the finished article. Whilst I still have us up there, and I'd agree with Paul from that point of view, there's definitely areas where Kerry can still work on. And goalkeeping and midfield, maybe bringing David Moore in for 40, 45 minutes and bringing maybe Jack Barry in. But there's two areas there, for example, that I think that we really need to work on.
And the goalkeepers now, as we know in the modern game, they're so important. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not in the league or in the early stages of the championship even where you feel the pressure, right? You look at Evan Comerford last year, who got his first season with Dublin after, you know, Cluxon's tenure, more than most people. But he waited so long, he got his opportunity. He had a great season up until halftime in the semi-final versus Mayo. Like, the whole season went so well for him, and then he had a bit of a kind of a collapse. And it cost, not only that, but like a number of actions around that. But effectively, like, you know, it led to the performance in Dublin in the second half, and they end up getting beaten. It's not until them times you find out if your goalkeeper's road tested or not. So that's why it is critically important that you're settled and that you kind of can back the keeper, because getting your kickouts off when maybe you are 4 points up and then the team get 3 points on the go and then you have to kick out a ball, you know. And I was looking forward to seeing on the weekend whether if you can get your kickouts off against Mayo, you can get them off against nearly anyone. I always find Mayo's press on kickouts as being the best, you know, across any team. And their zone, they play a zone with press, and it's just relenting, like, just to try and find a player. And they didn't really press on, like, it was kind of weak enough press from Mayo, you know, but mainly because of the individuals that were there, but also because, you know, they just weren't dialed up. So that is an area, that's a slight area of concern, but But the midfield, like, I think Jack Barry is, you know, he's a solid, he's a spoiler. Like, you know, he is the hay playing against him because he would nullify Benton, you know, and they had some serious battles. But O'Connor's doing really well, you know. So I think that they're definitely building something there. The area I'd be really interested in is Tony Griffin being a part of the backroom team. And, you know, Tony obviously is a Clare winning hurling, but he also he's kind of like a sports psychologist. It's not a sports psychologist, he's just essentially a well-being psychologist. I don't what term to put on it, but he's absolutely one of the most impressive people I've ever met in my entire life. And he, you know, any group, I've done a couple of group sessions with him, not sport, but mainly kind of different business or just team building. And I don't think there's anyone better in the business of doing that kind of stuff. Like, he is to build a connection amongst the group, right? An emotional connection that's deep. There's no better man. And which I know he will do with this Kerry team, because he does with anyone he works with. If he builds that bond, that is going to make this team even more incredibly difficult to beat, because that, to me, is that bond, that togetherness, that unity and single-mindedness in relation to trying to achieve a goal. If they can kind of get that alongside the technical, the tactical and the physical stuff I mentioned earlier, that's the only missing piece, I think, in this group. And so that makes them even more of a frightening outfit, if you ask me here, and he's involved. So, and that goes back to what Jack O'Connor's doing, bringing in phenomenal people around him, you know, to support him.
Yeah, Mark, how much was that? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say there, I agree with what Paul is saying about, like, say, you know, look, it was Evan, he mentioned about Evan Comerford having a great season, and then the second half against Mayo. And look, like, you cast your mind back to when Cluxton started off, and in 0-3, I think he got a red card against Armagh in a, I don't know, was it a quarterfinal or a semi-final? Yeah. And, like, that was a learning curve for him. I go back as far as the Tyrone game last week, where Dylan Casey was completely ball watching against Tyrone, and McCurry hit the ball in the back of the net. So I think once players like that are learning from their mistakes, I think it's a huge learning curve for young Dylan Casey. I'm not saying Kerry's midfield isn't up to it. I'm just saying, like, say, little things, like, say, when Kerry went long against Mayo in the league. Geez, Jordan Flynn and Matthew Ryan cleaned up. I agree with Paul. Dermot O'Connor is a fantastic young footballer. He's been very good in the league, albeit maybe a bit inconsistent. But I think that, you know, Jack Barry is, and Paul is bang on the money. Jack Barry is a player who's a spoiler. He goes out and he will do the job that he is given to do. But I just think that for us to win in All-Ireland, we're still heavily reliant on David Moore at the moment. If he can come in and do 40, 45 minutes, I think it's really important, because you're not going to take on the likes of the Dubs, the Brian Fentons, or even look at Tyrone, what they've built with Kilpatrick and Kennedy in the middle of the field. Like, they're a formidable duo now as well. And obviously I mentioned Mayo, so midfield is a key area, and I think it's an area where Kerry need to work on. But look, Paul is right. If the likes of Tony Griffin, all these lads can come in and really help Kerry, you know, all that's going to help.
And how much is that psychological element critical, Mark? Because, you know, people talk about Mayo as underachievers, or, you know, the great, like, underachievers in Gaelic football, but is there an argument that in recent times, like, that team is Kerry? Because, you know, one All-Ireland since 2009, like, the, you know, one more All-Ireland than any other county, but it's 15 years since they won, like, a couple in, you know, back to back, like, yeah. And last year maybe demonstrates again, when the pressure is on, something happens to Kerry. So is that psychological element the key thing that needs to be rectified?
Yeah, and again, you're dead right, and that's the reason that I think Jack O'Connor put such a huge emphasis on last Sunday. His pre-match interview was very interesting, in so far as he said, like, that it hasn't been a good hunting ground. Look, we would always have considered Croke Park our home away from home, and for the last few years, it never has been, because our record has been poor. And Jack O'Connor he alluded to that in his pre-match interview, and I think Kerry were all guns blazing to get a win there. And kind of, as you said, I think from 2015 on, we've had a very poor record up there, and that's not good. So psychologically, that's a huge boost to Kerry. And like I even remember, what year was it? Was it 0-2, 2 or 3? Paddy bringing us up to Croke Park because some of the players hadn't played there. That was just before the game, to have a look at the grounds and walk the grounds. That was the Saturday before the game and the Sunday. And when you can think of a Kerry team doing that, because we've been lucky enough to play up there every year, and you need to be getting those records right. And there's no doubt about it, Dion, that's an area where Jack O'Connor is mindful of, is when you go to Croke Park, getting the wins. And we've been the wrong side of those in recent years.
Paul, you touched upon that in your column last week on the other side, the 2009 quarterfinal, when you went to bed dreaming of your first All-Ireland before you played Kerry, and you forgot you had three matches still to go. That story was told to illustrate a point about where Dublin still had some, you know, that muscle memory of actually of success. And again, it is the one area where, like, there's one thing that Kerry need to bridge this year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And as I was saying in that piece, Mark, was that, like, you guys had such a bad run of it in the back door. The only way I remember, where you just got over the line with Sligo and Longford, and we were playing in the quarter that year, and, you know, we were way overly confident. Extremely naive. And that's why I just mentioned it in the piece. But even in that game, if you mentioned, go back to Jack O'Connor, what you said there about Mike McCarthy, he actually came back that day. He marked me, and he'd come back out of retirement, I think around 3 years retired, and he absolutely gave me the runaround. At one stage, he soloed the ball, right? It went so high, he was able to header it and catch it. And
I remember
putting tackle on him. Like, it was just my point was that, like, you know, there's a couple of things in it. One is, like, that I think Kerry have had those games already. I think that in the last couple of years, they'll learn from, you know, that you have to be, you know, ready for these big games, even when you're playing a big team. And in a semi-final this year, it's all lined up, if everybody wins, that Dublin play Kerry. And, you know, that'll be an interesting game whereby you'll have a Dublin team that will have, you know, a very solid team back, you know, at that stage, playing against the next generation. There's no doubt this Kerry team. It's whether this Kerry team are here now or whether they're coming. You know, I think they're here now, but there's still one more sting in that Dublin team. So that's going to be positioned really well for that one.
That's the big challenge, Paul. I think they're here now, but, like, I think the big challenge, and I was writing my article for this week coming, and I was trying to do my top five, and fair enough, Tyrone are there, but Dublin are still the team to beat, because I always go back to it. They were within Dermot O'Connor stopping that ball from going out over the end line. Dublin were only kicking the ball away from getting to another All-Ireland final. Can you imagine if Dublin got to the other All-Ireland final, what would happen? So I think Dublin are going to come back really strong, and I think they're going to Kerry Dublin. That's going to be the one that, for me, that is going to separate where we are actually at.
McMark, before you go, and I know you've got to go, just on that, like, when you decide whether Kerry, or when you try to figure out whether Kerry are a coming team or they're here, like, does that depend on what David Clifford does from here on in?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be huge. And obviously, the likes of Shawnee O'Shea, he's massive as well. But Clifford is massive. And look, there's going to be a day where, obviously, the opposition are going to zoom in on him. He's not going to get the same free-flowing football, champagne football, as he got last Sunday. And I think David, he's mature enough now himself to know that himself. And, like, I think he's even been there from 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. This is his fifth season with Kerry. So he's got, for a young man, he's got huge experience. And I think that, you know, he knows where he's at. And I think that it's about the collective. It's about the Shawnee Shays, the Paddy Cliffords, every fella doing their bit. And I think if we do that, we won't be too far away.
What do you think on that, Paul? How would you stop Clifford if you were Dublin facing that semi-final?
It's extremely difficult to do, because there's good forwards everywhere, but you have to provide protection. you have to have a plus one, an extra to player back in front of him. But like that, you know, for if you shut him down, Shawnee O'Shea is going to kick a couple of scores, and you're going to get them from Paddy. There's just scores that can come from anywhere. Mark is spot on. Like, Clifford is so mature now. I'd even say, you know, he in a big game, if he notices something like that is going to happen, one, he'll create space for others. But two, he'll figure out a way to get a couple of scores, you know. And that's sometimes it's them games where you pick off two scores when you're really, really tightly marked, two big scores. They're nearly more as impressive and more important than, you know, kicking a 1-6 like he did the other day in the form that he did. So, I think he's a joy to watch. I can't wait to watch Kerry next time just to see him play football. That's being honest. He's got everything that you want in a player, and above all else, like, you know, his speech after the last game, I just, you know, it resonated with me so much how mature the guy is, you know. And he's still playing Sigerson football, and he played Sigerson with young Red Oak and Sligo, and, you know, he mentions that in his speech, which shows a bit of humility about the guy too. And I'm a big David Clifford fan, that's for sure.
Look, that's fascinating, guys. It's been great chat. Mark, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again over the summer, I hope.
Thanks, Dion. Thanks, Paul.
You've been listening to the Currency.News podcast, powered by Investec. It pays to be curious.